This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
There's now an infra spending bill for the Senate to consider. I'm David Brancaccio. There's now a bill crafted to spend nearly $1 trillion on infrastructure in America. And while it could pass into law, that is not a foregone conclusion. The bill drafted by a bipartisan team was unveiled last night. It's not quite 3,000 pages long, and amendments are expected. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer expects a vote within days. Beyond the roads and bridges, they're spending on cleaner energy projects, buses, hydrogen power, charging stations for electric cars. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more.
Before installing a new electric car charging station, Jonathan Levy says his company, EVgo, needs to know there's plenty of demand.
We don't want to overbuild the charging infrastructure and not have the vehicles to be using it.
That's where those federal dollars would come in, to pay for new charging stations in, say, rural communities. Paul Bledsoe with the Progressive Policy Institute says that new infrastructure would also get more EVs on the road.
That's really the only thing holding back people from buying electric vehicles now is concerns over charging.
The bill also funds pilot projects like carbon capture, but it doesn't do as much for more mature clean energy technology. Abigail Ross Hopper is with the Solar Energy Industries Association.
We had our time in the sun as a niche kind of science experiment.
But that's over. And what Ross Hopper says the solar industry needs to do now is
deploy, deploy, deploy.
What would help get more solar panels out there, she says, are permanent tax incentives for homeowners and businesses. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democratic leaders have now called on the Biden administration to resurrect the ban on pandemic evictions, which expired over the weekend. The White House says the Supreme Court requires Congress to decide on this. An estimated 3.6 million Americans could lose shelter, including some people as early as today. And as of today, fully vaccinated Americans can travel to Britain without having to quarantine over there. This also applies to visitors from many but not all of the countries in the European Union. Here's the BBC's Rob Watson.
This is another big moment in what the government sees as the process of life getting back to normal in Britain. The travel and tourism industries have described it as a fantastic step forward, but are also warning both sectors are still in urgent need of government support. And there is continued anger and puzzlement both sides of the Channel that for now at least, visitors from France will still have to quarantine for 10 days. By and large, however, there is broad popular and political support for this latest lifting of COVID restrictions.
Rob Watson at the BBC. Let's do the numbers. The AEX index in Amsterdam is up 0.6%. Now London's FTSE is up 1%. After that topsy-turvy week last week on China's stock exchanges, the Hang Seng index in Hong Kong rose 1.1%. To start this week, there's been an antitrust crackdown in China on tech companies there. Here, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 4 to 5 tenths of a percent range.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
You may not have heard of the Netherlands-based semiconductor company called NXP, but if you're in a car right now, you're probably near one of its products. The company is one of the top suppliers of microchips to the auto industry. We'll learn more about NXP's spring to summer sales and profits after the market closes today, and that could give us some insight into car and truck shortages. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
This past year has been confusing for automakers. At first, we were all staying at home and not driving, so car companies slowed things down.
And so they went turned around and they cut orders big time with all of their chip makers.
Anand Srinivasan is a senior technology analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence. But then, last summer, car makers started offering big discounts. That happened as people were ready to get outside and go for drives. And then car companies were ready to order chips again. But when they went back to semiconductor companies, they'd lost their place in line. Jessica Caldwell is executive director of insights at the car shopping site Edmunds.
Those chips just went other places, and there wasn't really a way to get them back. So they kind of had to join the queue.
That's meant less inventory and higher prices and fewer choices for consumers. Caldwell says in the short term, some automakers are selling cars that are less technically sophisticated.
Maybe the customer is not going to have the fanciest rearview mirror in the world, but, you know, most people will be okay with that.
Chip production isn't the kind of thing that manufacturers can ramp up really quickly. Ask Lars Rieger. He's NXP's chief technology officer.
My favorite joke is always making a baby takes 9 months, making a semiconductor takes at least 6 months.
NXP designs chips for all parts of the car. Its chips make seats recline, tell windows to roll up, and even let the car provide advice to the driver. Rieger says NXP is operating flat out right now to produce all the chips companies want. And they want a lot.
You have seen, of course, there is an enormous demand at the moment due to the electrification, increasing electrification of the vehicles, that the electronics content is shooting up big time and the demand is very high, so that the automotive semiconductor industry has a hard time supplying the existing demand for the modern cars.
Analysts say NXP's earnings could be a key bellwether for the auto industry. What the company reveals today could tell us more about how long it will take before we can buy the cars we want and when we want them. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
And the term Zoom bombing is now part of the lexicon, right? When people hack into your online video conference, it's annoying. Zoom has agreed to pay $85 million and to beef up security to settle a lawsuit. This wasn't just about hackers intruding. The suit takes issue with Zoom sharing user data with Facebook, Google, and LinkedIn. Some people with Zoom accounts might get little refunds as part of this class action, think $25 or less. Much will happen throughout the day on our Money, Markets, Workplace Culture, and Innovation Beats. Listen for my colleague Kai Rizdahl, host of Marketplace on many public radio stations, or can stream that show off of marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.